This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Enough, enough, enough.
The president says it's an epidemic.
And it's an international embarrassment.
Before a Rose Garden crowd, including relatives of those killed in the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings, he announced a half dozen executive actions, including tightening regulations on homemade ghost guns. But they fall far short of the sweeping gun control agenda he campaigned on. The president's urging Congress to move on background checks and other legislation.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
Though the measures face slim prospects amid near-unified Senate GOP opposition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and it does not apply to long guns. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights." The Republican is up for re-election in 2022. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities have confirmed that former National Football League player Philip Adams fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before taking his own life.